Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. My gowl of a brother got 0 points in his leaving cert, so didn't he say it to himself? Well now, Jerry the Pig, as I'm known locally, I wouldn't make much of a priest, so I might as well go into politics. He's been on the town council now for 20 years, but the only thing you need to get elected there is a set of opposable thumbs. He put a brave face on it at the count the last time out, but it can't be easy for a man to poll so badly that he was able to figure out that his own mother didn't even vote for him, God rest her soul, even though she isn't dead yet, would she ever hurry on? He was going to go up and see Donald Trump during the week until someone told him it was in Clare. But he has taken inspiration from old Orange Face by coming up with a Bally Desmond First policy. He wants to enact a bylaw so that if you're inside in a shop in town, the locals are served before any knuckle-draggers over from Skirt to Glen looking to buy olive oil. I'm mortified. People have started calling me Hitler's sister. Is it possible to divorce your brother? Rosaline, Bally Desmond.
My current lover is a divorce lawyer. It'll save me a fortune if my Connor finds out and decides to leave me. Hashtag fingers crossed. I said, this woman wants to know if she could divorce her brother. He said, are they married? I said, I wouldn't rule it out. They live in North Cork.
Come here. What's the story with London? Myself and the old doll were watching the preparations for the coronation of King Big Ears there during the week. And didn't she go looking up flights to London in June for a city break? I says, sorry now, love. There's no way I'm going to England outside the soccer season. It's all dolled up now for the pomp and the ceremony. But when we go there, it'll be the same old story. Taxi drivers calling me mate and trying to get me to say 33 into their smartphone so they can play it for their mates. She said, it's not my fault you can't pronounce 33. I said, listen to yourself, would you? You're worse at it to me, girl. Sorry now, but you'd have half of London laughing at us while calling us mate. She rang our sister then to check the pronunciation and the sister was comically bad at it like. The old dalper on speaker and everything, so we got to wet ourselves laughing at her. I rang Budgie then, he tried to put on a Sunday as well accent, but it didn't work. Same thing, 33. Is there anyone in Cork who can pronounce it properly? Don't you do any, Blackpool.
My mother sent us all to elocution lessons, just to get us out of the house. She used to ask us what time were lessons, and we'd say 3:30, just to try to get her kicked out of the tennis club for having Nori kids.
It's getting horny on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who like to talk openly about sex. Fifi underscore loads of lovers started it all when she said her Ken gets fierce frisky watching Bridgerton. Orla underscore yes yes said, that's really deviant. Imagine a man watching Bridgerton, particularly one like your Ken, who played prop forward for Cork Con. Spill all the beans, biatch. Fifi said it all started last year. She was watching Bridgerton, not paying much attention to it if she was to be honest. It's not exactly arthouse cinema. Suddenly, she feels this hand rubbing her knee. It was her Ken glued to one of the steamy sex scenes. Fifi said it's gone on a good bit from there and let's just say there is a Regency period ball gown hanging in their wardrobe now. Wink, wink. Orla said, does he make you put it on? And Fifi said, no, he's the one that likes to dress up in a Regency ball gown. Say nothing or you'll get kicked out of the tennis club. Well, Orla isn't known as the human sieve for nothing, and now everyone knows. So last night, my own Ken asked if he could dress up in a Regency ball gown. Should I let him? Jenny Douglas wrote.
Don't go there. I let my Connor dress up as an air hostess once, and he started interrupting our lovemaking to try to sell me a scratch card.
Now listen up, Petty. King Charles said he'd give me half of Wales if I could only get the people of Ireland to give him a huge cheer on Saturday, at the moment of coronation. Now, I know you've had some disappointments in the past with British rule, most of them your fault, but if you can see fit to give Charles a cheer in unison as he steps out of the cathedral, I'll see what I can do for you in return. So, what would you like? Lord Edmund de Servants, banker, London, and half of Wales, hopefully.
I've had a word with the lads, and you have a deal. All you have to do is persuade Prince Andrew to do another interview where he explains everything. We could all do with a good laugh.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.